falling apart. And so as John was praying for him one day, he was taken up in a vision and to a place where there was this table with 6 to 8 hooded individuals sitting around the table. And as he came along and began to look at them and confront them and just see them, they all stood and dispersed. He asked the Lord, what was that? And he felt like he heard that it was a cabal, that was a plotting group against this man. One of the things that happened to this man while he was here in Coeur d'Alene was that he'd borrowed a car. First he borrowed a truck, it wouldn't run, but it would run for other people, but it wouldn't run for him. And then he got a car, and as he was coming up onto the freeway, his car shot up the ramp over the freeway, landed a couple hundred feet into the woods. A truck driver stopped and said, "I can't believe my eyes." He said, "I don't know how." He said, "I saw 4 huge beings, 25 to 30 feet tall, pick that car up and throw it in the woods." And when the two patrolmen came along, they tried to explain what happened. They looked at the evidence all around and said, "There's no way in the line of physics that that car could possibly end up that far into the woods. A car couldn't go that fast, fly that high." So they just wrote unexplainable on the report. Unexplainable how this car got in the woods. And the guy was banged up, but he wasn't hurt too badly. At different times, last March and again this fall, we do a wounded leaders retreat. We're calling it Turning Point. There'll be another one in March at Ross Point. We do one on the west, in the west U.S. and in the east. We went back to North Carolina, Hendersonville, at Restoring the Foundations. And one of the things we do during that time in the afternoons is we pray for people, try to identify what the special assignment might be over those leaders. Now, if we do have a special assignment over it, it can be there for several reasons, but primarily if we're effective, if we have some influence or effectiveness, the enemy's going to begin to plot against us. But if he's able to draw a special assignment over us, it's because there's something for it to hook into us. So it's not necessarily because we're special or that we're something so special, but it's that we've got sin in our lives. So when I was looking at this in regard to Elijah House, I realized that we need to know about these things, about the wiles of the devil, about the enemy, because our weapons are able to pull them down. And we'll talk a little bit later about what those weapons are. For the weapons are not the weapons of the world. They are have divine power to demolish strongholds. And we're going to talk about what kind of weapons God gives us to use against cabals. And cabals are not difficult once we begin to identify what they are, just like when John Sanford saw that vision, walked towards the table, and they all dispelled. Usually just to identify what they are and to confront them, they disperse. So these are some of the plotting groups that we realized that were over Elijah House. As I begin to pray and ask, "Lord, is there a cabal over this organization?" Now, wherever you have Elijah, one of the ways that the enemy attacks Elijah is through Jezebel. So, and when there's a Jezebel, there's always an Ahab and an Absalom as well, trying to build forces against others. We also saw that there's a Python spirit. A Python is a crushing spirit, a crushing stronghold that begins to just try to crush the life out of an individual or an organization. There's also Baal, which is an idolatrous spirit, and it often sacrifices family for ministry. That's what Baal does. Sacrifices family for ministry. It's also the form of idolatry where we think we have a special message that is better or more. It's anything that has to do with idolatry and or having something before God, having things out of priority, is what a Baal or Baal spirit does. So we saw that that was also present. We also saw that there was Leviathan. Leviathan twists words and gets into all communications. One of the things about Leviathan also is that when someone says something, the person hearing hears not just the words, but also assigns a motive to what was said. Like, "Oh, you're saying that because you don't like me, or because you have some problem with me, or because of the way you are." And that's Leviathan assigns motive to words. And often then, so what is heard is not necessarily what is said. So these are different ways. And all of these strongholds are there because of sin in our lives. Sin in the organization, or sin in the group, or sin in the individual. So the reason we want to identify a cabal or an assignment over us is so that we can look at and say, why? What's giving that access? And look for the access point. Also, the Pharisaical spirit, which is a religious spirit, and a Herodian spirit, which is a political spirit. Now, I'm going to summarize really quickly. Gene Peterson does the message. I'm going to do my own form of the message here. I'm going to summarize and paraphrase Mark 8 and 9.